Thank you, Pastor. Jamie, who's our next speaker?
Great. Thank you. I'd like to invite, and sort of my honor to invite Sarah Hannigan, who's a general manager from the Whole Foods Co-op, and I just want to acknowledge I'm on the board of the co-op, so just for full transparency.
I'm an owner member of the co-op.
And an owner member, yeah.
I am, though.
Okay.
I'm just full disclosure.
Yeah, there we go.
As well
Thank
as
you.
Others. Yeah. I mean, we're all concerned about conflict of interest.
I think you might be in good company. Yeah. I'm grateful to be here today. I'm Sarah Hannigan, General Manager of Whole Foods Co-op, and I'd like to share a little background about the co-op as a retailer for those who may not know much about us. We are a community-owned cooperative with annual sales of nearly $20 million at our two Duluth locations. We have more than 10,000 owners, each of whom has made a one-time $100 equity investment in our store. Our owners are literally invested in our success. As a cooperative, our business model is a bit different from a typical business. Much of our decision-making is driven by ideas about what is the right thing to do, not just what is the profitable thing to do. For instance, because we are committed to supporting a healthy regional economy, we prioritize locally produced food purchases, which amounts to over $1 million in wholesale purchases from local farmers and producers. And this accounts for approximately 10% of our retail sales. Because we are committed to increasing access in our community to healthy foods, we are a certified WIC retailer, and we offer SNAP and EBT as tender. Our stores are located directly on public transit lines, and in the case of our new Denfeld store, we chose to build our store in what had been previously identified as a food desert. We also offer needs-based access discounts to assist low-income shoppers be able to shop at our store. Because we are a responsible employer, we provide generous benefits to our 132 employees, and we offer a starting wage well above the minimum wage. Because we are concerned about the environment, we built Duluth's first LEED certified commercial property. We cleaned up a brownfield site to build our second location. We have solar panels on both of our stores, and every day we look at ways that we can improve our environmental impact. Throughout our 47-year history, the co-op has been a leader in the Duluth community on issues relating to sustainability, the environment, and the health of our community. As such, it seems quite natural that we would be here today to support the ordinance proposed by the Bag It Duluth campaign. The co-op has never used single-use plastic shopping bags or styrofoam to-go containers in our stores, and we take many proactive steps to reduce waste and pollution, including offering only compostable service items and encouraging reuse of containers. Years ago, we started a program called the RRR program. Stands for Reduce, Reuse, Recycle. And we use this program to encourage the reuse of shopping bags. For every transaction where a customer brings in their own shopping bag to use, the co-op donates 10 cents to a charity selected annually by our owners. The number of reusable shopping bags coming through our stores varies, but we estimate that it's about 18 to 20% of all transactions. If you look at the impact over time, it's significant. It's significant for the beneficiary of this program. So for instance, the Damiano Center Kids Cafe just last month received $753 through this program. That means that 7,533 shopping bags were not used. Those transactions had reusable shopping bags with them. But this also means that over 7,500 bags were kept out of landfills, streams, sewers, and lakes. We think this is a win-win for our community. For shoppers who require a bag, we provide 100% recyclable paper shopping bags. We do not charge for these bags, and we go through about 21,000 bags per month. This costs our business about $3,300. I share so many details about our business to illustrate that a business can be successful while challenging the conventional business practices. We recognize that we're always going to need to provide some sort of bag to our customers, and we're happy to do so. But when we do, we want to make sure that the choice results in the least impact on our environment. Ultimately, the more shoppers who use reusable bags, the greater the positive impact is for our community, our environment, and our bottom line. Whole Foods Co-op proudly supports the Bag at Duluth initiative to ban single-use plastic bags.
Thank you, Sarah.